When your child has cancer, you no longer just have one. You have them all.
A lesson Amanda learned very quickly upon the diagnosis of her now 3-year-old son, Jake, who was undergoing treatment for leukemia here at the Valerie Fund Children's Center in Morristown, where even her toughest, most emotionally painful days have been filled with love and laughter and hope she doesn't know she would have been able to feel anywhere else.
You don't dread chemo days, you know? You almost look forward to them because you enjoy the people here. Like, it's a very bizarre feeling, you know? You don't want to have your kid get chemo that day.
But even the worst days are made better because of the support she and Jake receive here.
We walk in the door here now and, you know, everybody makes a big deal out of them, loves them, and they play with them, and it's a little rock star.
Kelly Waldron, WCBS 880 News. It was the summer of 2007, and Molly's then 7-year-old son, Ray, had a bump on the left side of his neck, which kept growing. After visits to 3 different doctors and 2 biopsies, he began treatment at the Valerie Fund Children's Center at Monmouth Medical Center for Hodgkin's lymphoma.
And then our world got turned upside down.
But Ray's lack of symptoms made his case more difficult.
Still had a lot of high energy, was running around. It's almost like his symptoms were kind of hidden.
Which made Molly's reliance on the Valerie Fund staff vital.
They were just right on top of everything, even calling like more specialists to make sure what they were doing was correct.
During Ray's treatment, he was lucky enough to have the help of Tilly, the therapy dog, to ease his fears.
I was scared, so they put the port on her, and then they put the needle in the port, so when it was done, they would do it on me, and I wasn't scared.
Now 10, Ray's dream is to build Valerie Fund cancer centers across the United States. Kelly Waldron, WCBS 880 News.